Look at the students. They can't contain themselves. They are jumping out of the stands, climbing over the hedges. They think the game's over. Come on, you guys. There's time on the clock. Quickly, show them the LSU film from a week ago. Show them what happened. The students have jumped over the hedge down in one corner. They're still coming over the hedge. Now, oh, I saw some guy go upside down with his feet up in the air. Oh, and another one. What are they doing? The game is not over. We will be, when we come back in, still in possession of the ball, but almost ready to kick it back to them. It's not over. It's 21 to 10. Look at the students are going nuts in the corner. They want to get out on the field. They have climbed over the hedge. They will not stay in the stadium, not in a concrete park. Lauren, what do you got?
Well, you're right. These students think the game is over, and they are chanting down here, "We want Florida. We want Florida."
Back it up. Let's go.
Hey, Lauren, what do you got?
Fourth down. Look at the students. How are they keeping them still in the field? They're working on one goalpost already, and we're playing the game. Fourth down and 14 for Tennessee with 86 seconds. All they got to do is hit a bomb, and they change the whole thing. Four wideouts, shotgun. Suggs takes it. He's coming back. Throws long down the left side. And we intercept it on the 20. Tim Wansley at the 25 to the 30. The students are coming out on the field. The 40, the 45, the 50. Cuts back and falls down. Lies down in the 43. Get the students off the field, for God's sakes. A minute and 13. Now they're coming on the field on both ends. Now what are you going to do? Wansley intercept. Ran the ball about 35 yards or so. We got to get these people off. We're going to get penalized and everything else.
Well, that goalpost is coming down to the right.
We've got the ball. Now there's a flag down. They're going to call a penalty on us, of course. Our students have hurt here. They came out. They just couldn't contain themselves. They're working on the goalpost regardless. We intercepted a pass to save ourselves. A cop has gone over to try and tackle a kid. The kid's trying to get away from him, and the cop is going to come after him and get him, I'm afraid.
Well, some of the players, I see Randy McMichael down in there trying to get kids off the the goalpost now.
Yeah.
You got coaches down there.
Yeah, we got this.
Man. Oh, this is just so unfortunate.
Now, wait a minute. What happened to the interception? They brought the ball back. They penalized us, I think, back to our 23.
What, too many men on the field?
Yeah, thousands. Now, we got control of the students on that east side of the stadium where all the old tracks used to be. We finally got about 3,000 of them off the field back to the goalpost, and it took a lot of people to do it. Down the other end, they're climbing over that hedge, but those cops have got those guys under control.
Well, it's going to be Georgia ball. And, Larry, I saw a flag come out early, but one of the guys on the field, one of the students, picked it up and ran off the field with it, so the official had to throw another one.
Donovan has beaten Tennessee, and this is what the kids wanted. My God, what's going to happen to the stadium when it ends? You should have seen him come on the field while we had a defensive back running down the field almost like he was running for his life. There were so many kids on the field. We walk up to the line on the 22. 36 seconds, it's second down and about 12, and we take another knee, and now the clock is beautifully moving. Uh-oh, here come the students again.
That's a ball game.
The students have poured out on the field. The referee is holding the ball on his hip. He can't get out, and the mob has engulfed the officials. They have engulfed the team, and they are at both ends, and they are working on the goalposts. And the athletic department is about to lose about $11,000. You look at them coming down. They're jumping a fence on the other side. The goalposts haven't been down on this field. We don't let that happen here.
No, I never thought it would happen, and I was completely wrong. I said yesterday they would never come down at Sanford Stadium, but they're coming down right now. And look at the flash photography going on.
Oh, yeah, look at the pictures. Yeah, from individual fans all around the stadium, looking like opening night of the Olympics with all the people taking pictures. This is what you saw at Turner Field when everybody took pictures of the opening. Students on both ends, numbering in the thousands, rocking and rolling with the goalposts. I can't believe we had players go down there and try to get those students away, knowing we had a couple of plays to go. We've beaten Tennessee 21-10. You think it was easy? It was not easy. We won by 11 points and a lot of praying up here. One goal post is almost down, and that's the one by the old tracks. Donnan is talking to ESPN. The Dogs have defeated Tennessee 21-10. The parking lots and the traffic jam is going to be horrendous. We will never get home. We have defeated Tennessee. One goalpost almost down. The one on the east end is half down now. It's half down. The other one is in a little better shape.
Well, the students are hungry. Hungry for goalposts.
Look at those cameras still going off. Look at those flashes all over the stadium. Just all over people taking pictures.
You know, we're witnessing history here. I don't think these things have ever come down in this stadium.
You might be right.
You've been here a long time, Muntz.
I don't know. Tarkenton's in the stadium somewhere. Somebody go find Tarkenton. See if it happened when he beat Auburn that time. No? No, Payne, that's right. You were here.
It looks like New Year's Eve in Times Square right now.
Oh, yeah. Look at that field. Look at those people.
We apparently have strong goalposts.
Yeah, we sure do. We're going to have to find out what kind of goalposts South Carolina buys.
Well, really weak students. I don't know which.
Well, there's going to be some blind students. I know that. 21-10, just pandemonium, absolute pandemonium. The thing is, it started many minutes ago. And at one time when Wansley was running that interception back, I thought maybe somebody was going to come close to him when he went down. The one on the north end is coming down, lower and lower and lower. The goalposts are coming down. The Dogs have beaten Tennessee 21-10. We almost didn't get to finish the game. There it's down. They have got the north one down. The other one, which had half down earlier, is still in some kind of a stuck position down on the east end. Final score, 21-10. Look at the people. Call of the game will be next after these words on the Georgia Bulldog Radio Network.